Violence against women in intimate partner settings. Violence against women VAW, including by intimate partners, is a common occurrence throughout the region. In clarifying and addressing VAW, the WHO defines intimate partner violence IPV as one of the most common forms of violence against women and includes physical, sexual, and emotional abuse and controlling behavior by an intimate partner. All countries in this report, except for Laos, PDR and Pakistan, have national laws protecting women from domestic violence. There is no law specifically addressing domestic violence in Laos, PDR. On the contrary, Article 22 of the Penal Law of 1992 provides exemption from penal liabilities for physical violence between close relatives if these are not of a serious nature and if the damaged party does not lodge any complaint. Note reference, 86. Meanwhile, in Pakistan, the national law on domestic violence has been amended recently so that states can enact their own law on domestic violence. States are currently in the process of enacting laws to prevent and address domestic violence. To this effect, Sindh is the only province so far which has recently passed the Domestic Violence Prevention and Protection Act, which makes any violence against vulnerable groups, including women, punishable. Note reference, 87. Following this, the Balochistan province has passed the Domestic Violence Prevention and Protection Bill. Note reference, 88. While similar efforts are underway in Punjab. Note reference, 89. The definitions of violence against women are comprehensive in some countries in the region. For example, the Anti-Violence Against Women and Their Children Act, Republic Act 90-62 in the Philippines defines violence broadly to include women whether in marital relationships or outside and includes physical, sexual, and psychological harm. Despite its comprehensiveness, however, divorce is not included as a possible remedy since Philippine law does not allow for it. The Law on Prevention of Domestic Violence and Protection of Victims in Cambodia is also broad in its coverage, as it includes the husband in its purview and looks at all kinds of domestic violence including that against the elderly. Domestic violence according to the law includes the following: an act that could affect life including premeditated, intentional, or unintentional homicide, physical integrity including physical violence that may or may not result in visible wounds, any tortuous or cruel act including harassment that causes mental/psychological, emotional, or intellectual harm to persons within the household, or sexual aggression including violent rape, sexual harassment, or indecent exposure. Note reference, 90. Meanwhile, domestic violence under the law in China refers to behaviors that bring family members physical and emotional injury by hitting, binding, doing harm to, restraining freedom, and other means. The law explicitly prohibits restraining women's freedom, violating women's rights to health, discriminating against infertile women and women who delivered girls, harming women through violence or in the name of superstitious belief, and abusing or abandoning disabled, sick, and elderly women. Note reference, 91. Mongolia enacted the law to combat domestic violence in 2004, which includes provisions to address domestic violence and a provision for restraining orders focusing on victim safety. Note reference, 92. Maldives passed the Domestic Violence Act in 2012, defining domestic violence broadly to include physical, psychological, sexual, and financial violence, as well as intimidation, harassment, stalking, and impregnation without concern for the woman's health or against her will when she is trying to remove herself from a harmful marriage. Note reference, 93. Page 23. The Protection of Domestic Violence Victims Act in Thailand defines domestic violence as any action intended to inflict harm on a family member's physical, mental, or health condition and any use of coercion or unethical domination to compel the family member to commit, omit, or accept any unlawful act, except for that committed through negligence. Note reference, 94. The Law on the Elimination of Domestic Violence in Indonesia, on the other hand, explicitly criminalizes any physical, psychological, or sexual violence, as well as economic abandonment within the domestic area, and aims to provide legal protection to survivors, to provide integrated recovery programs, and to prevent future violence. In India, the Domestic Violence Prevention Act of 2005 aims to protect women from physical, sexual, and mental abuse. However, it fails to protect women from sexual violence within marriage. In addition, the Dowry Prohibition Act of 1961 penalizes the act of giving and receiving dowry. Despite the presence of this law, the practice of dowry giving continues with almost 8,233 recorded cases in 2012 according to the National Crime Records Bureau. Note reference, 95. Also, as per the Verma Committee recommendations in the Criminal Law Amendment Act of 2013, the selling of acid in retail shops has been made punishable. The report expressly noted that, quote, though acid attack is a crime which can be committed against any man or woman, it has a specific gender dimension in India. Most of the reported acid attacks have been committed on women, particularly young women, for spurning suitors, for rejecting proposals of marriage, for denying dowry, etc. The attacker cannot bear the fact that he has been rejected and seeks to destroy the body of the woman who has dared to stand up to him. Note reference, 96. End of quote. Whereas sexual violence is not explicitly mentioned in the Domestic Violence Acts of certain countries such as in China or India, it has been declared a punishable crime in Nepal. Ending gender-based violence GBV has been identified as a key objective to end violence in general. In Malaysia, the Domestic Violence Amendment Act of 2011 and the National Women Policy of 2009 look at issues of GBV, as with many other countries, though these laws do not take marital rape into consideration despite advocacy efforts by civil society. Although laws preventing violence against women may exist in several countries in the region, they are not necessarily effectively and adequately enforced and implemented. Implementation of laws may be hampered by a number of factors, including costly and lengthy litigation, lack of free legal aid system for women, lack of shelter for women and their children, inadequate finances for women to pay for legal aid and other services related to legal aid, fear of violence from the perpetrators of violence, and the messy nature of issues related to intimate partners. In addition, the legal aid agencies, as well as stakeholders from the criminal justice system, unduly stress reconciliation, as opposed to a neutral presentation of the various options available to the woman and the ways and means of realizing those options. Reconciliation is often opted for despite the women's deep fear of violence from the perpetrators, often leading to grave injuries and even death. There are also times when the police advise women to go back to their families and refuse to file criminal complaints against the perpetrators because of the intimate nature of the violence. These and other factors make it very difficult for women to approach the police and other government officials to seek support and guidance. In situations where there are systems in place to guide and support women in cases of violence, women may often be unaware of such systems and where to approach to seek justice.